Yo, what's good, everybody? Yo, what's good? Welcome to another edition of The Sit Down. I'm your man, Earl B. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody who has been tuning in, sharing the links, sharing the posts, commenting on the posts. I really appreciate every single person who has taken the opportunity to check out an episode or two of The Sit Down. I just want to let y'all know The Sit Down is a podcast that is free of judgment, all right? This podcast, what we do is we bring people of all nationalities, all different backgrounds, we bring them together so that we can have intelligent conversations. These conversations that we have are about truth, all right? So when you tune into The Sit Down, we're going to give you insight. We're going to give you upliftment. We're going to give you motivation, all right? But the main thing that we're going to do is we're going to help advance the culture. So I got some people here, and they're going to help me to continue to help uplift and to help advance the culture, all right? So as I start this thing off, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we got a war zone going in our city. We got a war zone going. And these next guests that I got on the sit down today are going to help bring some enlightenment, and we're going to help not only bring more enlightenment, but what we're going to do is we're going to share some opinions. And I want y'all to know these are our opinions, all right? We are not professionals. I just want you to know this. We're not professionals. We are not in no way. We're not here to condemn or nothing. What we hear is we are fed up with our community, and we are fed up with things that's happening in the community. I got Wendell Ferguson in the building. Wendell, what's up, my dude?
What's happening with you?
Man, I finally got you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I finally got you, man. On the sit down, man.
I'm here.
You know, first off, man, for you taking time out for this, bro, you know what I'm saying? We go a long way back, man.
That's right.
I appreciate you for the knowledge that you used to put on me, bro. You feel me?
Number of words.
You know what I'm saying? For the conversation that we used to have, man, those was the enlightening times, man. I really appreciate this, man. But today, man, war is on in our city, man. How you feel about this, bro?
I think it's sad. I mean, anytime a parent loses a child, I mean, it should affect the whole community.
Absolutely.
It should tear the whole community up.
Absolutely.
My daughter was murdered and burnt instead next to a dumpster, you know,
yeah.
Annette Williams. That's my daughter.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I understand how that family's
yeah.
feeling right now.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I understand
Absolutely.
How they feel.
That's Absolutely, right. man. This countless, this continuous and countless murders, man, that takes place, man, on a daily, man.
That's right.
It happens in our community. It happens in our city, man. Why come the people ain't outraged, man?
I mean, it seems as if it's something different every week.
Yeah.
We done got immune. We done got desensitized.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, but the difference is with me, I can still separate the difference because, like, my man was saying, he a hard pill to swallow. He was cold.
Yeah.
And before you bae, he was cold.
Oh, man, that's so, my dude, man. Yeah, we come with it,
man. He's hard to follow.
Yeah, man.
But the one thing that I can say I can a little disagree with is I still do believe Black Lives Matter. And
yeah.
I can still see that man cried out for his mother, even though he
yeah.
ain't in the same general yeah. area we are.
Yeah.
He looked just like me. His mother's
Absolutely.
Crying just like my mother. Like
Absolutely.
I cried, you know. So I still feel that I can separate the two because them killing us, we killing us, don't give them the right to kill us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Don't give them the
That's
right.
right. That's
and
right.
And I mean, you know, there's people, you know what I'm saying, and I respect people's opinions. Is everybody
right.
got one?
Right.
You know, I mean, people come on and, you know, people saying, you know, Black Lives do matter. Yes, we understand that. We uphold that. But we as a people don't uphold it. You know what I'm saying? If we continue to allow this stuff to happen, bro. You know.
Yeah. I agree. But
4 years old, bro.
I try to look at it like sometime, like, you got knuckleheads that's going to have conflict.
Yeah.
You got knuckleheads that's going to keep doing this stupid stuff.
We're yeah.
going to keep talking about them, but
yeah.
95% of us are trying to law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
They're trying to do the right
Absolutely.
Thing. So what we need to do is, you're right, I mean, hell with the snitching, no snitching shit and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
We need to root out the bad ones.
Absolutely.
And get them out here so everybody else can live comfortable.
Absolutely,
That's
man.
What we need
Absolutely.
To do.
You
that's
know what I'm saying? I got Miss Talina in the building. How are you today?
I'm well. Happy
you know, to I appreciate turn the mic around so you can just get up on it just a little bit, babe. So I appreciate you because you was one of the first people, man. You and my homegirl Mo was one of the first people that said that y'all wanted to be a part of this, and Mo was like, Wendell, she said, oh, so women can't be involved, because I already know her. You know what I'm saying? I know how she said it. When I read the text. But what I want to say, you know, for you being, you know, you being who you are, and for you being here right now, thank you. To sit down, appreciate you for doing what you do, how you do it. So let me ask you this. How did you feel this morning seeing the headlines? 4-year-old killed in his own home, in his sleep. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel like I was ready to get my kids and make signs and go outside and start the protest within the communities. It was the young lady that was killed in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, come up just a little bit. Yes, yes.
Also,
yes. We still got to talk about that too.
Me being originally from St. Louis, I'm at a standpoint of it doesn't matter what city you're in.
Yeah.
This is a national war cry. This is a national state of emergency.
Absolutely.
And all people of color, it's time. That's why I've been calling out. As a rapper, I've been calling out the hip-hop community.
Because I've been seeing you.
This is my thing.
Trust me.
I speak up for the art of our craft. So I'm not one of them people that, but I'm open-minded. I can hear the brother that spoke. I can hear you. I can hear. And what I look at is the passion. It don't matter which opinion is right or wrong. We all are headed towards the same solution. And that's what I try to look at. I don't blame artists for the music, because Tina was shaking a tail feather before Beyonce and them was twerking.
Absolutely.
And I didn't do that. So me as an artist, I don't do that part of it. But I understand the subconscious and what y'all speak about the lyricism. But
absolutely.
I feel like the stuff my mama didn't want us to hear, that parenting was in a home for us not to hear it. So it wasn't the artist that was responsible for painting their canvas, but it was what the parents said we could and could not do. When I was watching Vlad TV last night, waking up to hearing about this 4-year-old boy reminded me of the rapper that was on there last night with Vlad saying, I was 6 when my mama died of lupus. I was caught my first armed robbery at 13. You can't help but to think.
Yeah.
She can't walk out the door without me knowing. Where are we for our babies when they're 13 committing robbery?
Say
Why
that.
Are they that hungry?
Say that.
Why are we starving that bad that my friend just lost her phone and dude said, what is it worth for you? You got
$20? Yeah.
Principles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are we struggling that bad? Which is why I agree we got to separate the two about police killing us and us killing us. Because here's the thing. I can fight with my little sister every day, but when I go outside, we fighting together. I
absolutely
can check her when I get back in the house.
Yeah.
If we don't survive to get back in the house to check each other, that are two different things.
Absolutely.
So
say
that's
that.
Why I
say
keep
that.
The oppressor separate, because they are a part of the mentalities that got us killing each other. We're going to fight them together.
Yeah.
What we need to deal with amongst each other is what we got to come back and do. But when we go outside, we fighting together.
Say
that's
that.
Why I keep it separate.
That's right.
I'm not saying neither is right, but we can't keep doing that.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. I can check you later. We can fix our communities amongst us. But when it comes to somebody else, I know you ain't finna run up on them.
Yeah.
That's the mentality we was raised with,
and
that's what we gotta keep.
Yeah.
But I was hurt. I was hurt.
We gotta get back to real principles. And you know what, Wendell, man, I'm gonna just say it, man. You know, we as men, man, we got to get back to protecting our own.
We do. There ain't no way around it.
I mean, we got to get back to protecting our own.
And teach them.
And we really got to get the education, man. Because now is that time.
That's right.
You know, and what I want people to understand is this right here. There is no 401k from the dope game. I just want you to understand. Okay. There is no retirement plan by being a drug dealer. I just want y'all to understand this. All right. So
we had to learn that the hard way.
You gotta learn it the hard way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, first and foremost, what my mama used to tell me is that you cannot make the truth more truther. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be like, what? You know what I'm saying? You can't make it no more. It's already the truth. So, Wendell, man, in your own opinion, man, why are we losing this battle, man, with these youngsters, man?
back to education, systematic racism. Mm-hmm. Listen, go on and on.
Yeah.
And we don't actually show them by example. Yeah. Because, you know, they watch us, whether you want to believe it or not, they watch us. But I don't know about the younger generation. They got their own thing going on sometimes. And it's going to be a little harder to touch them because sometimes you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah.
See, my thing is, like you said a minute ago, people put on fronts.
Oh, man,
I own Mr. Wendell's Tow Service, and I drive the Metro.
Absolutely.
And everybody still can't make it out here.
Absolutely.
So we can't look at the next man that's not making it and say, why ain't you got it? Or blaming him for being in the situation he's in sometimes.
Absolutely.
We need education. We need opportunity. We need equality. And that right there will start fixing some of these problems.
You know what, man? I'm going to just tell you this, man. I just so happened, man, to be at my homeboy's brand new shop this weekend, man. Shout out to Rich Cut. Shout out to Maurice. He had a community drive this past weekend where he gave away all different types of food, hygiene, clothing. He just gave it away the whole day. I didn't get an opportunity to make it because I had some prior engagements. But as Derek said earlier, and black entrepreneurship, and I was talking to Maurice this past weekend, man, and what he wants to do, man, is he wants to have classes to teach people, you know, how to fill out for a business license, how to apply for a 401k, or how to write a business proposal. And he wanted to do these things, but this what blew my mind, man. This is a young brother, man, intelligent, smart. He said, Earl, but I want to do it for free, man, and I want you to be involved with it. So, you know, I said, bro, you got me.
That's
you know what I'm saying? So we need to get people together. We got business owners right in here right now. We got business owners in here, you know. And Talyn, I'm going to just tell you this. I take my hat, and I don't just say this. See, here's the thing with me. I don't say nothing just because I want a pat on the back or I'm just trying to be cool, none of that. I've heard your music. Girl, you go. Your whole mentality. You're not.
Thank you.
I'm gonna just put it out here. If you never heard of music, you need to get it. I'm just gonna keep it real, because the one thing that somebody told me is this right here. They said, Earl, you might not reach everybody on your podcast, but if you reach one person, you did your job.
You did your job.
So I'm gonna tell you this, girl. You did your job because you reached me. You feel me?
Thank you.
And I just want to continue to tell you to keep doing your thing. Just keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? And we get so caught up just because we can't even get Wendell. Why come we can't give compliments to each other without it being such a big deal? We can't even give compliments away,
man.
Mean
love and shoulder shrugs. That's what
city's
about. You know?
We can't even give us compliments.
That's right. It's hard.
You know? That's you can't hard. Even tell a brother, man. Hey, man. Hey, boy, that's a nice ass jacket, man. You know what I'm saying? They got something to come back from that. You know what I'm saying? Women can't even be like, girl, I'm something. Hey.
So crazy, that's Kansas City, because you go other places, people walk up to you,
and
then you got your face on, like, what this dude want? What's going on? Because my mentality, man, in Kansas City, it ain't been out here.
Yeah.
So now you have to loosen up and say, oh, man, it's just really nice people here.
Absolutely.
And you come back, you got to put your face back on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, families. Families are hurting.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah.
I'm talking about hurting. Talyn, I want to ask you this, you know, and as a mother, how scared are you when your children leave the house? I mean, I really, because somebody need to hear this.
Yeah.
I want to know how you feel when your kids leave the house.
I think as any other mother right now, nervous, but at the same token, you have to let them grow.
Yeah.
You have to let them be like we did.
Yeah.
There are triple precautions now.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you give them instructions?
Where I see you. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You got to call me. I need the number.
Yeah.
Who you lead, you know, going to be playing with. Is
their
phone on? Fine Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Hit me on Messenger.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. See, it got to the... See, I'm going to just tell you. See, when I was little, you couldn't even go to the neighbor's house and your parents didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't go down the street to Miss White's at the house.
And nobody didn't know.
Your mama sent you with a note.
Man, come on. You know what I'm saying?
You had a hall pass. Block pass.
Come on. This is what is going on. We, as a people, have allowed this foolery to come up on us and say, you cannot say that to my child.
That's right. Don't touch my child.
Man, boy, I'm talking about the neighbors could check. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Hell, the neighbor could beat your ass.
You might get two women before you
go. You know what I'm saying? And we done got away from that, man. We done got away from that. And then as a community, I want to ask you this. What do you think that we need to do as a community?
That is heavy. Because I too listen to Martin Luther King, and yeah. I'm heavy on the documentaries lately.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just say this, because I try to say this to every platform that I have been on lately, is we have stopped. I love that you said all ethnicities, because my grandmother was Chickasaw.
Yeah.
And we have got to stop dismissing our roots here on American soil and taking everything back to Africa. So I'm loving the movement right now where all people of color are coming together, because these atrocities are across the globe.
They're
for every mixed race Africans mixing with Indians.
Yes.
When I think about the Quindoro roots, the 18th and Vine roots, tribes were here too before slaves came. That is lies. You know what I mean? That all of us just came. So I look at it in two different aspects. The unity that we had, the power that we had of sticking together with each other then, we need to have now.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting tired of us being referred to as the generation that wouldn't prosper. Me growing up in that era and seeing how we were cast away in a sense.
Okay.
And we were cast away because of systemic oppression, because mamas are working doubles.
Okay.
So my cheerleading coach got to get me from cheerleading to
twice.
And daddy might not be in the house. So now we are in a position where we want to work too early. So guess what I got to do as a mother now?
Yeah.
I got to work even harder, because I don't want my 16-year-old thinking about the dope game, because I can't get them $190 shoes.
Okay.
What needs to happen across every city and across the nation is OGs who are us now, regardless of where y'all failed at, need to take the blocks back. You want to claim something, then go buy some land.
Absolutely.
Go buy some tax properties.
Absolutely.
You and your homeboy go to the auction and buy a tow truck and create two men in a truck. And you and your partner and them open up convenience market and throw some basketball jerseys on these kids in the
hood.
What happened to the dope man that was outside giving people $5 and $10 for their report cards?
Yeah.
You feel me? The hood got to fix the hood, in the sense that if we got to remind them that 100 black kings exist, if we got to remind them that your homeboy just opened up this community drive, we need to get out there with literature like the Black Panthers used to. Hey, you can go to this church on Saturday if you're hungry. Hey, this is available. And the things that are not available, we have to create what we want to see. We can't wait on. I look at this, and this is how I broke it down. I'm a rapper. I like music. I make clothes.
Yeah.
So my clothes can't say ratchetness. They got to say royalty. So my clothing brand is going to be Rich Soul, Persia LaDame.
Yeah.
Thou art rich. So my music is going to reverse psychology. I'm
going to
get you. But when I got you listening to my record, I'm saying, hey, I know you a hustler. I'm from the block too. But let's switch the product. It's not the game. It's the product.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm doing my part as my part. He's doing his part as his part.
Yeah.
You're doing your part with the media as your part. She's doing her part. We come together individually, and because we a movement by ourselves, but we are forced together. So if I'm in Landmine Lane, you in her lane, together we a beautiful highway for our people.
Yeah.
We need everybody in the place, because everybody can't be the head. Somebody got to be the toe. Somebody got to be the leg.
Absolutely.
We need grandma and them doing neighborhood watch. We need the ministry in the prayer closet, because this is a spiritual war
too.
Let them pray. And these little niggas that are high-headed, let them get in the field and get some training. Where are the ROTCs?
Yeah.
Where are the how to do That's this, real. How to go? Because we
real.
Need that. Our people are lost. They need to be put in the area that they are seasoned in and redirect the energy that they have. We need them. But they need to know where they're supposed to be, and we got to position that. That's what I feel like needs to happen.
Absolutely.
At the national level, while we are asking for our reparations, at the at the political level, we are saying defund police and all that shit. But what are we doing at ground level?
That's what I'm talking
about. At neighborhood level.
That's what I'm talking about. What are we doing now?
Community level.
Yeah.
So remind them of the programs that exist. Create the ones that don't exist. I'm getting out here and I'm about to pass out masks. It's a sign downstairs. No hate on nobody. Masks are $5. What about the homeless? Yeah. What about those that can't afford it? What about those that got to get on the bus? You're giving them extra stamps to go to save a lot, but my daddy ain't got a mask.
Absolutely.
So me and my kids want to go buy some masks and pass them out for free. For free. I don't get no government no funding like the businesses on the streets. But they not passing them out for free. We have to be the solution that we want to do. So we got the national level. It's needed. What we're fighting for nationally to belong human rights. Politically, it's needed. Defund police, this, this, and that. But ground level is us. That is our territory.
Absolutely.
That's our territory.
I'm going to tell you right now. I always told you this. But now, girl, I'm absolutely impressed with you. The answer is how you handle it, the way that you articulate it. And number one, it starts with us.
It does.
And it starts with every platform coming together. And the one thing that I always say, man, and this right here, Wendell, man, and this was a saying that we, first of all, in order to become a leader, you got to be a good servant.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be a good servant. And you got to be able to put in work. See, and what I tell people, you know, and I'm not bragging about nothing, is the fact that, you know, I made a deal with God that, you know, when I started my podcast, I was in bed with my beloved, and I said, it would just be a fantastic thing for my podcast just to be on Spotify too. Alright, I want you to feel me, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know as an artist, Spotify is one of the big boys in the game next to iHeartRadio. Alright? So, I started my podcast, it was about 3 months ago. Started my podcast. Started on a Saturday. Monday. That's how good God is. 2 days later, I got the flash that said your podcast has been accepted to Spotify. And so I made a deal with God that I would help every single person who wanted to know anything about the podcast, wanted to know how it worked, how you get sponsors, how you get your money, how you get funding. So I made a deal with God on that. Now, I'm on 9 different platforms. And for every person who got an iPhone, to lending your boy on that iPhone too.
Okay.
You feel me? I just brag different. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't bragging about it. I'm giving all credit to the Most High, because you know what? He's the one that put me in that position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's the one that put me in that position. I done had a lot of different people on the podcast. And here's my take on my people. Stop being worried about another person's assets.
That's right.
Stop being worried about something that somebody else is doing. And stop with the little remarks. See, I want y'all to know this. See, a friend of mine told me about this years ago, when this is what she told me. She said, Earl, when I started my magazine, she said, Earl, let me tell you this. Them people ain't really proud of you. I was like, what? Blew my mind. You know what I'm saying? Now, this coming from a woman. She said, Earl, they ain't really proud of you. I said, what? She said, listen how they talk about your magazine. This is what they said. You know Earl got that little magazine.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know Earl, he got that little radio show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this is how we describe people. And this is, now I'm going to tell you what this is, Talena. You know, see, I'm going to tell you what this is. This is a slap in your face, and we ain't catching it.
Mm-hmm.
Because here it is. Oh, yeah, Talena doing that little music. You see what I'm saying? Why come it can't be big news? Mm-hmm. Why come it can't be great news?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got that little business. You know, and that's what we do as a people. Mm-hmm. We just cut each other down. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you this. My fan base ain't even Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My fan base ain't even my own city. Mm-hmm. So, I say that to say this. Everybody that want to be on the sit down, hit me up. You can be on the sit down.
Right.
Whatever you're doing out there, you're doing something positive, hit me up. Let's collab.
Yeah.
Because here's my thing. Even when I was doing radio for 10 years, Delana, I'm about to blow your mind. Because see, I'm a numbers dude. I'm a numbers guy. You know what I'm saying? So everything for me is the numbers. 1/3 came from Kansas City when I did radio. Now, I had everybody on this. The reason why all the artists and everybody rock with me here in this town because I give them that love. I put them on the radio. I gave them their first interview. You see what I'm saying? I played their music, you know? So I say that to say this. I am going to pass your music on because I am in tune with the top 150 DJs in the world.
Okay.
That's right.
Bless you. I didn't say, I'm talking about in the world. Hmm. All right. So, Wendell's Tow Truck Company is one of the official sponsors of the sit down now. You feel me? So that can keep gravitating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have Denrick back on the show again. He don't even know he about to become a damn guest at all times. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Because what he got in his head, it's got to be passed through this microphone. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah.
My friend Nikki, that's right there. Huh? She do so much for the community. Huh? Don't nobody even know.
Mm-hmm.
She got to have a sit down.
Yep, that's your point. That's, you know what I'm
saying? Got to have a sit down.
Let him do that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we as a people, we continue to keep passing that on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It begins to turn into a legacy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we pass that on. See, what I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, Wendell, man. I'm going to just be honest, bro. We forgot to pass the torch.
Mm-hmm. Reach back and pull them with us.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I heard somebody say this, man. It made a lot of damn sense to me. They said, Earl, if we as people stop trying to build bigger fences and longer tables, man, we can get a lot accomplished. I said, damn, that was cold. You know what I'm saying? If we stop trying to build bigger fences and build longer tables, everybody can sit down at the table. You know? But here's the thing about it. We want to get on social media. To look good, we got to take 15 pictures for the one picture that you're going to post. That's crazy. That's our mindset. You know what I'm saying? We want to get people involved and not get them involved the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, first off, I appreciate you.
Or silently compete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a real silent competition. Mm-hmm. Real talk.
People ain't doing as good as you. You ain't telling them about that job opportunity at your job. Because you want to keep yourself up there and pull up on the hood and cross.
That feels like the leverage. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Let me tell you this. Big shout out to Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey sat down with me years ago. Shout out to Steve. People like, oh man, you always talking about Steve. Yeah, I talk about Steve. Because he took time out to educate me years ago. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation at Niecy's. And big shout out to nephew Tommy. You know, shout out to Tommy. Tommy, you already know what it is, boy. You know what I'm saying? My godbrother, KT, him and nephew Tommy is real cool. So Tommy used to come into Kansas City and we used to crack jokes all night. And Tommy used to be like, man, I'm going to tell you about my Uncle Steve. I'd be like, Tommy, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Man, just, you know what I'm saying? Cut it, man, you know? And so at this one time, Steve used to come to UMKC. They used to have a little show, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Long story short, you know, Tommy was like, yo, man, Uncle Steve going to holler at you. Yeah, I was like, man, shut up, man. Just, hey, man, we ain't even, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got to do this. So
Miss Shirley Strawberry from the show. Miss Shirley came over. It's like, well, Steve gonna talk to you. I was like, so Miss Shirley got you in on the joke too? She's like, no, I ain't in on the joke. Long story short, we go to Niecy's, right? So me and his bodyguard, boom, big shout out, bam, boom, real good dude. So we talking. So Steve was saying, yeah, man, Tommy told me about your magazine, how you doing your thing, man. Just keep doing your thing. He said, man, just stay focused, man. He said, you know, your time will come. Your time will come.
Right.
Don't try to rush it, nothing like that. He said, but man, you know, people talk about me, man. People, you know, some people didn't expect me to be here, man. Some people don't even expect you to be here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, but this is what I want you to do, man. He said, I want you to put up 10 fingers. He said, now these 10 fingers represent people that you know. These 10 people, you know, they cool with you, you cool with them, you know what I'm saying? You can call them, they can call you, you can email them, y'all hang out sometime. He said, but then I want you to subtract 5. Now, these 5 is the immediate circle that you get down with. He said, now, these 5 people y'all hang out with, these 5 people is the core people you hang out with. But he said, if those 5 people ain't shit, you ain't gonna be shit. If them 5 people ain't going nowhere, you ain't going nowhere. If them 5 people drive Chevys, what they gonna convince you to drive? A damn Chevy. If they stay in a $50,000 house, what they gonna convince you to do? Get a $50,000 house. Man, changed my whole damn life. That day. You know what I'm saying? Changed my, I started asking people out as soon as I left my nieces. You out of here. You done. Bye-bye. See you later. Not today. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I'm telling you, if the people that you hang with, and I tell people this all the time, your immediate circle is your life.
That's right.
They're your life.
Sure.
If your immediate circle get high, what they gonna convince you to do? Just get high.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now I understand this principle, right? So now I got different people that sent me different emails and you know, from Tony Robbins and all type of different other people, you know what I'm saying, that I listen to and I look up to, and I'm like, damn, they sent me an email. You know what I'm saying? So I look at this right here. Millionaires turn people on to become millionaires. Mm-hmm. People who ain't got shit turn you on to not have shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's a real education today, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Real education today. So, any shout-outs you want to do to Lena? Anything, you know?
Man, definitely shout-out to you here on the sit-down. This is amazing.
Thank you.
I love it. I want to shout-out Dr. Roger Shugs, who's on here.
Oh, man, shout-out. Yeah, shout-out.
You see the gear, look.
Yeah,
okay?
Shout-out. They ain't from here?
But no, here, KCK, Dr. Roger Shugs.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
his...
Oh, that's my boy, Roger Suggs?
Yeah.
What?
You had to think about, yeah.
Raj already know, man. Raj got to make his way over here. Let me tell y'all about this brother. Raj allowed me to come over there to talk to the students.
Uh-huh, yep.
Right? And, man, that's my brother right there, man. Raj, that's my dude. I got it. First and foremost, I will be over there this week to purchase my gear. I will be over there to purchase my gear this week. I got to represent. And so
he said, what's up?
Yeah, man, that's my dude. I love him. Yes, you know
definitely
what I'm
saying? Shout out to you.
Yeah,
so, shout out to everybody, man. Yeah. All of my hip-hop family. My children, my family who stand behind me and all that I do, my mother, even my UDEE team back home in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I recently joined an initiative with Tone Henderson, hit them one time in St. Louis, and they was, what you need us to do, sis?
Yeah.
I thank God I had that type of rapport with people.
Yeah.
Even though we're rappers, we are mothers, we are fathers.
Absolutely.
And let me tell y'all something, the UDEE, because we got to stand for more than just music. This is how, let me clarify this for anybody that normally sees me doing music and rap. This is my concept, okay? Yeah. I have India's the New Major because I'm got tired of us doing this to people.
Yeah.
Who determines that I'm not on right now? I'm on because I said I'm on.
Say that.
We got to stop looking for other people to validate us. I don't have to be with Sony. I was born with this gift. So as an artist, I said, what's going to set me apart as a female rapper? Because I know sex sells, but that's not me. I'm a revolutionary and I'm naturally talented.
Say it.
I wanted to build an empire. So I'm an artist. I make my own clothing line. I got my own lipstick line. Got my own magazine. Yay. Now MWMTV. Book and movie coming soon. Why? Because I wanted an empire, but that's not good enough. Because that's going to leverage me as an artist. But what will I do to be a pillar and a ladder for my people too?
Say
I don't want them to just say, oh, God has got it going on. I want to show you how you can have it going on. So that's why I launched the UDEE. India is the new major, teaches artists how to get their royalties, their rights, all and all of that. So I want to partner with people that write business proposals and want to give that for free. UDEE is Urban Development of Economics and Empowerment, because that's what we need in the hood. We're fighting and robbing and killing because we hungry.
Yeah.
We don't got no opportunities, no resources, and if we have them, we don't know where they at. We ain't got no money. Uh-huh. That's that economic floor that Dr. King was talking about that we don't have. So now we got to position ourselves to pass down that generational wealth so they can have, so they not robbing and killing each other. Because what YouTuber your kids watching right now or going down the street and plotting on Lil Ray right now? None, because they are happy with the economics that they need and the empowerment to not have the mentality of I can't tell you you look nice because I don't want you to have it.
Say that.
Economics and empowerment. That's what we need. Shout out to everybody.
Say that. Wendell.
Yep.
Man, got you on the sit down, bro.
You got it.
Man, got you on the sit down. I got so many people, man, here that wanted to take a stand with this today, man.
I just feel honored that you invited me, man. And, you know, I got to speak my piece for a minute, and I'm looking at all the brothers that's coming in behind me.
Yeah, I
know you got a great thing going down.
Hey, man, I just want to thank God, man. I just want to thank God that people take time out of their day just to, you know what I'm saying, come be a part of this. I know that this was something that's heavy on our hearts, and I wanted to do this for the family. I wanted to do this for my homeboy, Dominic Johnson Bay, who just left. That was his family. My homeboy Charles Johnson just come in. The 4-year-old boy was my partner Charlie right here, right now. That was his
brother
Wayne. Mm-hmm. So, and this is one of my homeboys for over 40 years. So, for him to be here right now is a lot for me. To have Miss Nikki in the building, you know, she came back. I really appreciate that. I appreciate all of y'all, because the one thing that I want to tell y'all is that if I can't help get you to the next level, wherever it is you're trying to go, whatever it is that you're trying to do, and I can't give you the essences of what I have, then I failed as a human.
Can I say something here? We spent a lot of time talking about urban development and how can we stop these things and what our opinions are unified. Can we start in action now? Because this is heavy on my heart.
Absolutely.
Why don't we start with a pledge? At least we can start with a pledge. We can unify time to go on the streets. We know people come from all different types of walks of life. We know the different type of attitudes we're going to be amongst, because we are all products of that environment.
Say
we're
that.
Not outsiders coming in. We like, hey, look, 5 minutes of your time, brother.
Say that.
I don't know who you beefing with, whether you a blood, a crip, a folk, a G, whatever it is. Babies, women, children, elders were off limits. Where are the codes? Can we start with a pledge? Hey, you ain't got to like him or her. We can hold each other accountable, but can we pledge not to kill him? Can we just pledge I won't kill nobody? We can pledge allegiance to flags. Can we just start with a pledge? Let's just walk to the street and start with a pledge, whatever we want to call it. I pledge. Can we get as many people to pledge not to kill somebody else?
I tell you what. Let's put that together. Let's get all the platforms. Let's get everybody together. And let's make that thing happen. I believe in action. I'm not one of them dudes that I like to sit around and talk about.
Facts.
That ain't me. And also, we can definitely make a pledge to that, but I'm also going to tell you this right here. Whatever you need me for your magazine, show you the outside distribution. You need worldwide photographers. Any way that I can help you, you got my help.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know you got my help. Wendell, I don't know nothing about tow trucks, but I ride here. That's what I do.
I'm so really driving that Metro. I barely hit some of them time, but I still owe Mr. Wendell. Give me 50 bucks.
I want to let somebody else.
So, you know, man, I'm going to take this time right here. You know, I got some other guests that's coming on. I'm going to switch this thing out. The one thing that I want y'all to do is, I want y'all to know something. First off, I want y'all to know something. You can't go forward looking backwards. There's a reason. Let me explain something to y'all. And y'all might have heard me say this before. There is a reason that the rear view mirror is smaller than the windshield. You know, the rear view mirror is smaller than the windshield. All right, and let me explain to you why. Here's the thing about it. The shit that's behind you don't even matter. What's in front of you is important. Right. So get a glimpse of what's important to you and stop looking in the rear view mirror. And here's the thing that I want to tell you right now. Get away from dream killers. Woo! Yep. Get away from dream killers.
And around visionaries.
I'm just going to tell you right now, it's your man, Earl B. You just heard from the round table. But I got another table that's coming, y'all.
Appreciate you.
Most definitely.